Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We're days away from the start of the league year. That means the opening of free agency as well. Of course, defense, a big concern around the Jaguars, a big topic amongst fans and all. But what about the offensive side? Where do you go there?
Well, I mean, John, I couldn't help but, you know, pay attention to what Dave was telling you guys when you were in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. He talked about maybe the whole draft on defense, you know, maybe spending all of those resources on that. So I would think you'd, if that's what you're going to do, and obviously he's not saying that that's what he's going to do, but I'd go spend some money on the offensive line. We talked about this ad nauseum, but, you know, Alex Mack is free this week, and if you're really worried about the center position, if you really like Brandon Linder at right guard, go make a run at him.
Yeah, I think they're going to do something on the interior offensive line, whether it's Alex Mack, whether it's a guard. They're going to do something to shore up that, and I'd be surprised if they don't do something at the running back position in free agency as a complement to T.J. Yeldon. I don't think it's going to be one of the main guys.
Right.
Something there. And then obviously defense is going to be huge next week. But offense, if you improve that running game, I think that's where you can do it in free agency at not quite the cost it's going to cost you on defense.
Well, and it makes sense. Look, when you look at what they've built on the offensive side of the ball, you don't need to spend as much
right.
there. You can build some quality depth. But the middle of that offensive line is, I think, the key to getting that running game going. And there are some options to them that we've talked about. You got to spend some of it on offense.
And middle is a big problem last year.
A lot of money out there to spend, not only for the Jaguars, of course, but around the league. Salary cap is going up. Mm-hmm. It means a lot of that going out the door of all 32 NFL teams. What position do you overpay for?
All of them. Because if you're going to get the kind of players that they need to get, which are the impact guys, and I don't know that there's high impact guys available in free agency. It's just not the nature of the beast. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to get the best you can get, it's going to be gross next week. I mean, the money going out of all teams, not just this team, but defensive end, tackle, cornerback, all these positions are prime positions in free agency. They have money. They're going to spend, and you're going to overspend. You're not going to get your value, but that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, I couldn't help. You know, nothing against Olivier Vernon. He may be a terrific pass rusher, and certainly the age factor's there. But, you know, he's looking at $16 million a year, the way that some of these contracts are rolling.
That'll be the minimum.
Yeah, for Olivier Vernon.
What?
Mm. I mean, we're not talking about a multiple All-Pro. We're not. You're projecting. $16 million for a guy you're projecting. You're overpaying for everything. It's just the way it is.
Do not expect these guys to live up to the contract. It won't happen, but they can make you better.
There's so much money out there, mm-hmm. and there are not enough players, as you guys have talked about, because teams have the cap flexibility to keep the guys they really want to keep. You're going to overpay.
It's going to be gross.
It's going to be gross, but it doesn't have to be gross all at one time. The Jags can spread and save a little bit for next season, too. How about the next offseason?
Can I just jump in here real quick? I wouldn't think it were gross if it had my name on it. I just want to say that right
now. Well, no, but
I'm just intellectually honest here. I wouldn't think that I wouldn't think that was. And here's the deal. There will be, no matter what the Jaguars do, they have so much cap flexibility, mm-hmm. they can't spend it all. And that's a good thing because they have Allen Robinson that they can pay next year. I think Allen Hurns you could pay this year,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
As an undrafted guy. You want to bring Mercedes Lewis back. You may want to, you know, schedule some money out. I mean, whatever you want to do, you've got to keep in mind that you've drafted with the idea that your cap would be there to keep your core together. So if people get disappointed that the Jaguars don't write $75.3 million in checks next week, have a little perspective and see what 17, 18, 19 means.
Well, cash-wise, they're going to write that much. I can't believe they won't. They won't spend the cap. They're going to spend a lot of money next offseason. You can do both, by the way. You can spend a lot this year. They have enough room to do both. Next year, next offseason, when they're re-signing their own guys, that's not gross. That's great because you're re-signing guys you know about. That's when free agency works. Any GM will tell you that. That's fine. Next week's going to be insane. Next offseason, hey, sign your own guy. That's awesome.
You know, we keep using the word gross, but the capitalist in me, you know, so can see Shaw saying, how do you spell Osher again? O-E?
No, he'd misspell that.
But it wouldn't be gross, baby.
Well, next week at this time, who knows who's going to be on the Jaguars football team. We'll find out next week on Jags or the Roundtable.